is a strongholds released. God spoke here this morning. His presence is real. So this morning, if you're just kind of looking around going, what is going on here? God wants to speak to you. God wants to touch you. Before we leave this moment, and I know Pastor Carolyn has put this out there as well, and listening to the Word of God that was shared through Tara Lee and just through Miles, you know, God is a good God. He's a God that heals. He's a God that restores, okay? So I believe that that's going to be for him. This church has just been growing every single Sunday since I've been here in their spiritual walk. And people, you're hearing from God. So that means you're taking time out to hear from God. We're going to be talking a little bit about this morning. But would you now, before we get into the Word, would you now just release to the Lord? Because it said, again, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom. There's freedom in this place this morning. Will you be willing to say, God, I give you this. God, I give you this. God, I give you this. Would you be willing, if it's financial, if it's relational, if it's to do with just life in general, would you release it to him and not take the burden on yourself anymore? Because I think as humans, and I'm really bad at this, we tend to take on, we need to fix it mentality. That's the why. We need to fix it. We don't need to fix it. God needs to fix it. And we need to just rely on him to fix it. So would you challenge yourself this morning, and we're going to just, for the next few minutes or seconds, just release that to the Lord. Just release it to him and say, Lord, I give you this. I surrender this. And so, Lord God, we just do that right now in Jesus' name. Something you want to share? The Lord is moving in a mighty way this morning. So this morning I'm going to share just a little bit about hearing from God. Isn't that kind of funny? You know, it's amazing how the Lord orchestrates things. Because I was saying to someone this morning, I said, I don't know what is going to happen this morning. We really don't know every Sunday, but the fact that how the Lord just worked in. And one of the things that, for me, I've been struggling with is I'm listening to things of what's going on in our country. I'm not going to get political here. This is not the forum for it. But what's going on in our country, and I was thinking, there's so much sin going on right now. There is so much deception going on right now within our governments, within our people, within our educational system, with all those things. And I'm just like, what is going on? And then as I'm reading through it, I'm like, Lord, we're talking about wanting to talk about different characters in the Old Testament and how that would apply to us and stuff. And I was reading through Samuel, and Carolyn asked me, or she demanded me to give her a title right away, I should say, before we went on holidays. And I just picked Samuel, and I thought, it's so true to my heart because I always want to hear from God. I always feel like I miss hearing from God because there's so much stuff going on. And you know, in the Bible times, they never had that problem, right? Yeah, they had a lot of that problem. You know, from the Old Testament to the New Testament to now, there is not really anything different. The only difference is we got the Word of God. And so we have a lot of answers. But you know what amazes me as I'm reading through Leviticus and Genesis and just starting to read through the Bible again, how God was actually talked to man, how God, you know, with the Israelites, how the cloud was there, how he fed his people. And we don't necessarily have that on a physical sense where you don't see a cloud. Wouldn't it be a little easier if we saw the flame and the cloud, which way we should go? Because sometimes I feel like I'm in a desert when I'm trying to figure things out, but there's not that cloud. You know, it would be so much easier. But the Israelites had that, yet with that, they still whined and complained. And I thought about us today, and it's like, yeah, we still whine and complain. So there's not a lot of difference except for we have the Word, and even though we have the Word, we still what? Whine and complain. So I was reading through, and I was like, Samuel, you know, didn't hear from God right away. It took a few times. Eli didn't actually get it, and he was supposed to be, like, close to the Lord. But what was really interesting is I kind of backtracked a little bit just to kind of say, you know what, there must be something else going on that I'm missing. Because it's like me, I miss stuff. And one of the things that I noticed was God wasn't really speaking a lot because there was so much sin in the land. People weren't wanting to hear what God wanted. And Eli's sons, who are supposed to be the high priest, were definitely not doing what God's called. They were not following what God said you need to follow. And so his blessing was kind of removed, and him talking and giving words was removed because the people were wanting to run it themselves. And when people get involved, I think when we flesh gets involved, it's very hard for God to move. We need to move by the Spirit. This morning during worship, we were moving in the Spirit. It didn't matter if we were in tune. It didn't matter if we're out of tune. Any of that stuff. Because I think the Spirit of the Lord was moving in such a way, it was like a sweet, sweet presence. And so as we were reading through, because I thought, oh, Samuel must have just been automatically a great man, or young boy to hear from God right away. And we will be looking in 1 Samuel 3 in a little bit here. But was his mom. Something that threw, just put it into perspective for me. His mom, Hannah, could not have a child. And she was without child. And she would go to the temple and she would cry to the Lord and pray to the God and say, God, if you would just bless me with this child. And she would go and she would go. And there's lots of sin in the land going on. And then God blessed her because she said, I will give you, if I, you know, give birth, I'll give you the firstborn, which was Samuel. So it started from the blessing of the mom before anything. She saw something and she believed in God. She believed that he would direct the path. And so she said, I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to rely on you to open up my womb so I can have a child. And I thought, that is our starting point. How many of us have not got to that point yet of just coming to the Lord and saying, you know what, God? I'm going to bring my petition to you, and I'm just going to bring my petition to you. I'm going to keep coming to you because you desire my heart to be fresh. You desire the things. You're my father. A father loves to give. But when we have so much distractions in our life and we have so much stuff going on and around us, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to give to my sons when they come and ask when they've been bad. Right? You know what I'm saying? I saw my son nodding over here, so I thought I'd just bug him. But it is. We want to give everything to our kids, right? But sometimes when you can't sometimes give when they've have disobeyed. I think God is in the same way. And so I saw Hannah, and I was reading through it, and I thought, Hannah, you are so awesome. Through all of this, you just kept going, and then God blessed. And then what did she do? She actually followed through with what she said. I've heard people, you know, say, if God, you only did this, I will do this. And then the God will do this, but then nothing here happens. But she actually did it. She gave her son, once he was weaned, to go and be with Eli and to learn how to do the way of God, to do the temple, to do the sacrifices. And even though Eli's sons, who were not following the Lord, who were not doing what they're supposed to do, somehow Samuel was blessed and he did what he was supposed to be doing. So it really does come, it starts from ourselves, for our kids. And then kids for their kids. So it is important that we break the chains that can hinder our own children. I never thought of that till this morning, of that whole concept of how the genealogical, if that's the right word, goes through and how we need to break those chains. So one of the things is we need to bless our kids and not look at things of our past. We need to break them so our kids don't do them. So if it's for me, one of the things that I think was in my family is alcoholism. So for me, I just never drank. Since I've been a kid, I just stayed away from it. I saw what it did. And I think today I see my kids not drinking at this point. And I'm just praising the Lord going, we broke a chain. We broke a chain there. And I think there's more things, but we as parents need to break those chains. So just be encouraged this morning and know that it's not new. That's the other thing that I think we forget, is that it's not new. This has been going on for a long time. There is no real answer that I can give you this morning other than you need to dive into the Word of God. And we need to put aside the things that do hinder us. So there's things that block you from getting to know God. You need to go, you know what? I'm not going to do it anymore. If it's watching hockey games every single night of the week and that's all you do and you don't get into the Word at all, I would say maybe that's a block. Maybe stop watching it, get into the Word, and watch it occasionally because it is enjoyable. But get into the Word of God. Get into, dive in, and start reading it. Some people have said, and I remember even myself, but younger, is you know, they struggle with their relationship with God. But the first question you have to ask yourself or ask them is, what are you doing to strengthen your walk? Like Hannah was going to the temple. She had something that she wanted to ask God for. But are we getting into the Word so we can ask God for? Are we spending time to listen to what God wants for our lives? How many of us are so busy, and I just realized how busy I am going through this morning, going, oh, wait a second, I got to reevaluate this. I am getting so busy that it's like, when am I going to find time to spend with God? And it's very important, I think, as we spend time with God, He can then speak with us. So this morning, we were spending time in worship. We were spending time just kind of in a spot where we're just going, okay, God, speak to us. And we were putting aside the distractions, and God spoke to us this morning. So again, we can do, it doesn't have to be just a Sunday morning listening to the Word. It could be every day. Something that I heard this morning as I was kind of just reading through and stuff is make an appointment. It's kind of a weird thought, probably not for some people, but for me, is make an appointment. Put it in your calendar. Say, you know what, 7 a.m., from 7 a.m. to 7:15, I am committed to reading the Word. I'm committed to prayer. I'm going to put aside, I'm going to have my coffee ready to go by 7, very important, or my coffee and toast if you like toast too, but you will put aside time and just make that time. And we schedule our life to death, but we sometimes don't schedule being with God. It could be 9 at night, it could be 6 in the afternoon, it could be 1 in the afternoon, it doesn't matter. Take time and schedule God into your life. That was just an epiphany that came to me today, that how important that is to make that time. Now, the nice thing that I've done, and I do challenge everyone to do, is I'm reading through, I'm trying to keep up with Pastor Carolyn with reading through the Bible in a year. So now I've challenged myself. So now I've set time aside every single day to read Scripture. And the more I'm reading, the more alive it's becoming, learning new things. So I just want to encourage you to do that. This morning, we're talking about hearing from God. And so I want to come back to this really important passage that could be overlooked fairly quickly and easily and could have heard it many, many times. But we need to hear from the Lord. It's 1 Samuel 3, and it's 1 through 18. Now, what I do want to do is I want to kind of paraphrase it a little bit this morning, and I'm going to ask you to read it on your time just because of I'm noticing my time here, and I want to be sensitive to everybody as well. But here's the thing. God called Samuel while Samuel was sleeping. He thought it was Eli. He gets up, runs to Eli. Yes, what do you want? And I'm picturing 1 in the morning. So then I'm picturing if my kids came to me at 1 in the morning, the first thing is, why? Get lost. I'm sleeping, right? And so I'm thinking with Eli, his mind's probably all scrambled, kind of foggy. Plus, don't forget, he's not really hearing from the Lord at this time of his life. His eyes were hard of seeing. He was getting on in age. And so I'm thinking to myself going, okay, you know, let's give him a break one time. It happens. And then he just goes back to bed. Go back to bed. I didn't call you. And then again, Samuel. He gets up and runs to Eli. What do you want? I'm just paraphrasing in my own words. What do you want? And Eli's like, how do you go back to bed? This is like, now I'm thinking of my dog who keeps waking me up, right? I'm thinking, driving me nuts. Then again, he calls, and then finally Eli's kind of like, okay, maybe this is not me calling, it's God calling. So the next time you hear it, say, God, I hear you speak. I am listening. I am your servant. That was a very quick paraphrase, probably a little off. But so it took a little bit to hear from the Lord. And what I took out of that, first of all, was if we're not in tune with God, how do we hear from him? So I want to encourage you, number one, is to tune in. Get into the Word. Get into prayer and start saying, Lord, what are things in my life? And then number two is take time to hear. So in your appointment with Him, not only do you read the Word, you take just a few minutes. It doesn't have to be hours. I think it'd just be a few minutes. Say, Lord, what is it you would have to speak to me? And listen. And hear what He has to say. And I believe that this is what the passage of the scripture was really meaning for me to hear from God, was we can be so distracted, not in tune with what God wants from us because of our distractions, that we don't get to hear from Him. He wants to speak to us. He wants to have a relationship with us. We have the choice to either take that relationship to the next level or just be Sunday morning churchgoers. I'm not into being a Sunday morning churchgoer. There's other things I can probably do. I want to be someone who is an everyday churchgoer, someone who's hearing from God, and I want to bless people. I want the Lord to speak to me so I can speak to them. In order for that to happen, I need to be diving into His Word. I need to be like Samuel, just say, God, I'm your servant. Speak to me, and I'll do as you will. And then, of course, what He spoke to Samuel was about Eli and what was going to happen. And that morning when Eli came to him and said, so what did God say? He was kind of scared. And I was thinking to myself, God just spoke to you. How can you be scared? But just like all of us, sometimes God speaks something in your heart, but you're afraid to say it to someone. For me, that's happened to me many times. Or go pray for someone. I want to heal that person. Go pray for them. And you're kind of going, well, what if they don't? What if they don't get healed? So you start questioning. Our minds are just brutal to ourselves. So what was really interesting, he did speak and share with Eli what God relayed in the message. And Eli said, "It's God can do what He wants to do, basically. Let it be done." And so my encouragement to you this morning is that you get into this Word. You get into this Word. Don't wait till Sunday morning for the pastors to do it or your friend to do it. You get into the Word. You say, God, what is it that you would want to speak to me this morning on? Take some time out. But then the next step is to listen. Because sometimes we forget that. We read through that passage and then we go, okay, I got to get to work. Or I got to get the kids to school or feed the dog or clean the house or whatever we may need to get to. But take that time to listen and just be still. Hear God's voice. Jesus in John chapter 14, 23, it says this. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. So really important. Even Jesus is saying here, you will obey my teaching. That means getting into this Word. My Father will love them and will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Even Jesus talked about getting into the Word, into teachings. He's trying to tell us this is an important part of our relationship with God. Listening to praise and worship and driving is important. Talking with one another about God is important. Getting into the Word and learning it for yourself, very important. It is how you're going to grow with the Lord. This morning, I want to challenge you with that. It's how are you going to grow with the Lord? Are you going to take time out on a daily basis to say, it doesn't have to be an hour, it's 15 minutes, 10 minutes, kind of a passage of scripture and just listen to what He would have to say through that passage. I think there's something in every passage and every word that is breathed into. This is the breath of God and it is for you. It was for us. It's our map. It's our roadmap. Let's not throw the map away. Let's open the map up, unfold it. Look at the lines that are in the map because I know sometimes, highlighted maps, I'm thinking about all the different things, right? And I'm thinking to myself, going, open that map up and see where the Lord has been taking you. And you'll find that, amazingly enough, as you obey, life does get a little bit better. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect, because we're still sinful natures. We still have struggles. We still have all those things around. We still have sickness, right? That's sinful nature. But you know what? I believe as we if we allow God to move and we allow God to just minister to us and we allow God to take, for me, it's frustration. I get frustrated very easily. That's released because I'm allowing God to take that frustration away. So again, this week, would you take that challenge for yourself just to say, and challenge, Lord, I need to hear from you. And if you hear from God, write it down. Share it with someone. But challenge yourself to really seeking after the Lord. With that, I just want to close in prayer. So if you want to close your eyes, something we always do, or always making something we do on Sunday mornings is, if it's your first time here, or maybe your 10th time here, and if you don't know the Lord as your personal Savior, would you look at me and we're going to pray with you. So if that is, if you're the first time, if you don't know the Lord and you want to know him this morning, look at me and I'll pray with you. So, okay, I saw your eyes. Is there anybody else here this morning? I saw one person. So I wanted to pray with you this morning. So Father, I ask that you would come into their life. Lord, as they opened up their heart to you this morning, I ask that you would sit down and have coffee with them. God, I would pray that this individual would also search for you by getting into your word. I pray that you would put people in their life that would be instrumental in their growth with you. We want to honor you this morning, Lord. Father, this morning as we talked about hearing from you, I pray that you would help us put aside time to spend with you, that we would not allow the things of this world to distract us, not allow things that just kind of get under our skin to destroy us. We honor you this morning. We give you glory and we give you praise. And we just exalt your name, Lord God. In all things, in your name we pray. Amen.